The director of the William Ofori-Atta Institute of Leadership and Governance at the Central University College, Professor Kenneth Efa, has called for the amendment of the National Youth Authority Act. He said the act lacks a policy framework, thereby paves the way for political manipulation. Speaking at a workshop on policy options for youth empowerment in Accra, Professor Atefa said the amendment will give the authority the mandate to be independent of any political interference. This, he said, will go a long way to enhance youth development in the country. Lawrence Nordi and Elvis Bedi were there for Radio Ghana.
Professor Atefa said the National Youth Authority, National Youth Employment Program and the National Service Scheme have been politicized and this is adversely affecting youth development. Professor Atefa said an amendment to the Act will freely help to pursue a development philosophy that focuses on developing the youth to become nationalistic and patriotic citizens. It would also provide oversight responsibility and harmonization of any program that aims at youth development and empowerment. The Chief Executive Officer of the Future Leaders Group, Emmanuel Day, to me called for the introduction of a youth entrepreneurial policy. This is to encourage more young people to start an entrepreneurial venture and make them more employable. Mr. Day to me said any youth entrepreneurship policy must ensure that programs under it include the development of entrepreneurial attitude, skills and opportunities for young people from senior high school to the university. He asked public institutions to formulate policies to drive government decisions and programs for the youth. He said youth unemployment has become the catalyst for the growth in crime, and recent youth agitations are manifestations of a distasteful youth development profile. The Chief Executive Officer of the National Youth Employment Program, Abuga Pele, said government, through the help of the World Bank, is setting up businesses in every district to provide employment.
Lawrence Nordi and Elvis Bedi filed that report.